What's the word, good people? We back at it. 2021, it's a brand new year. Same bullshit happening. But we're gonna talk about it. it's your boy Stax, your boy Rome. We in the building.
What's up, what's up?
We back at it, man. We gonna jump back in like we ain't never left. First episode of the year. We about, as of today, we are 23 days into the year. Almost a month into this thing. And I want out. Feelings ain't changed too much. I still trying to find my way out. I feel like old boy who had Morpheus locked up at the end of the Matrix 1. I know that's an old reference, but the end of Matrix 1, old boy took the sweat off Morpheus' head and put it up his nose and said, it's the smell. That's how I feel. This shit is a shit show, man.
This
how
you feeling though, man? This shit was supposed to be a restart for a fucked up year for people. And it started off just as it ended. Fucked up for people. They was riding at the fucking Capitol.
Oh! Like, yeah, boy, yeah. We gonna jump into this. Say that.
The beginning of the year. That's how you open up the year.
Man, they did rush that motherfucker, didn't they?
That's how you open up the year with treason.
They rushed that motherfucker, didn't they? They got in that bitch. They thought that shit was the tire shop on West Florissant when the Mike Brown shit happened.
Man, they was out there clowning. That's crazy.
They rushed it. They was in there.
But we got a list of topics for y'all. Like,
we do.
The feds suing Walmart.
The plug got caught.
Yeah, they did. They tried to yam them up.
Yeah, we gonna tell y'all. We ain't gonna tell y'all what just yet. But we gonna talk about it. They got jammed up though.
Kodak Black and Lil Wayne released Donald Trump. You know,
free the real. Y'all can keep the ones that told.
Signed a couple pardons on his way out the door. He let a couple of his niggas out.
Power of a letter and a photo op.
Joe Biden, of course, Madam Harris, you know.
Real gang members in the White House
new
now.
New elected people. We're going to talk about
members,
them.
Real gang members.
We also going to talk about how the House and the Senate and the presidency is controlled by one party.
It's all blue. The marathon one continues.
Party.
It's all blue. The marathon continues. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know the vibes.
Hank Aaron died.
R.I.P. We can get that out the way now. R.I.P. to Hank Aaron, a legend, Hall of Famer.
You can't just get it out the way because
I'm not gonna say
get
out the way. I just
didn't
want to skip
vaccine.
All right, so we'll jump back to that. Yeah,
Larry King died.
Yeah,
shout out to him.
Larry King, yeah, legend as well.
Dave Chappelle got COVID.
We're gonna talk about that because it's some. All right, I got some.
How you say her name? Dana.
Danny Lane. Is that her name? Am I saying her name right? Danny Lane. Yeah, I got we're gonna talk about that whole situation. It's me and Rome here. So I mean, but we gonna touch on the topic just because I got my own opinions because I'm entitled to. So
and just in case y'all was wondering.
Hold it.
Y'all looking for some
hold
new
up.
Shit.
Nah, because we still debatable.
Y'all
I don't know.
Y'all wait a minute. Check out. Nah, oh, fuck that. God. Check them out. Fat Joe and DJ Khaled. We're going to talk about the new tape they got coming out, y'all.
They the best.
And what they say. But let's get started, though.
Let's jump into it. Back at it. 2021. The feds done ran down inside Walmart, man, and they kicked in the sliding doors. They ran up in there, man, told everybody to lay it down and get down. They had chicks in the back serving out pills, serving out Adderalls and everything else with no apron on, with their titties out. It was a mess.
This
baby,
man is lying.
Baby sliding across the floor. People running out the back door with flat screens. They kicked in every Walmart across America and got them dope dealers up out of there.
So in case y'all don't know, in December, December 20th or 22nd, one of the two, I can't remember. The feds sued
December 22nd.
Walmart for their role in an opioid crisis. So they was filling prescriptions.
Pause. Let that sink in for a second. Hold on. Understand what he just said. The feds have just sued Walmart for their role in the opioid crisis.
Opioid.
Blame Walmart. But look. but they suing them for their role in the opioid
crisis. So let me handle this. Thank you.
All right. You take over from there.
Because you just watched that. I'm going to apologize for him, people.
Don't apologize to me.
But they were filling prescriptions that they knew were false prescriptions.
Any prescription.
Any prescription. You brought in a prescription, they was filling it. What you got, we giving it to you. No questions asked.
Type. Well, it probably was questions asked. Yeah, it probably was legit people getting, you know what I'm saying? No, they getting sued by the feds. So, yeah, like, it was definitely some sicy shit going on.
But I personally think it's a formality. I really think they suing them to see if they could win, to see if they could press, like, actual charges.
No, see, that's where I disagree. I ain't gonna say I disagree with that because, yeah, they want to pursue that to see if they can stick actual charges. Why is a different reason? It's a deeper reason for me because I feel like the feds know who really caused the opioid crisis, and they're trying to find a scapegoat. If you stick this suit on Walmart because of their pharmaceutical division within the company for being lax to the point where they're getting sued by the federal government for their role in the opioid crisis, then they can use that if they do sue them for real, or if they do pursue actual criminal charges, then that's their complete scapegoat. And you know how they trump up charges and inflate numbers and everything else? We'll get y'all just total numbers of pharmaceuticals, the total amount of opioid crisis risen that year, and we'll just come up with numbers how we want to.
I mean,
fight us. So, yeah, it's just them trying to get out of that wiggle room. They just need some wiggle room. They need to
do it. Walmart the plug.
Yeah, it's like running an operation. Like it's like running an operation, and you telling all your guys to like you the big man, like you serving the pies, like trade off the boat, and you telling all your 15, 20 guys, which is the major corporations, like, hey, look, with pharmaceuticals in their businesses, like, hey, look, y'all can get these shits off, just cross your T's and dot your I's, and Walmart in the club flexing, handing out baggies to everybody, giving their number out to anybody. You know what I mean? That's what's going on. They was moving too much. They was just.
They weren't mad when they was getting that money.
No, because you still got to clean the money up anyway, so the money going to come in clean. The money going to come in clean, baby. They ain't worried about that. They just worried about the heat. You're getting too much attention on you. I'm about to tell you run back and smoke you. You're making us too hot.
They are buddies anyway.
You got to take your charge. You got to sit down for 10 years.
I mean, they are buddies anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, best friends.
I mean, they eat dinner together. You know, that's how all the major conglomerates. I'm gonna say this.
Rich and
this,
folks stick together.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm gonna say this, and this been bothering my soul. And this is completely off topic. All right, I have a big problem with the word big tech.
What?
All right, I'm only saying it because we're talking about. Well, I said conglomerates a bunch of times, and
What's the issue with big tech?
I have a problem with the word big tech because people have made it like it's a real thing, but it was already existed, and we call this thing nerds. Big tech is nerds. They keep calling like okay, no, and I mean this in this sense where they be like, oh, big tech is a threat to our normal society because they're obtaining information. You know how the information trade and shit, but they call that entity big tech. It's the nerds. It's them.
So what's your problem?
Danny went Super Saiyan and we still call them, and then we stopped calling them nerds. That's what happened. I just got a problem with big tech because it never was big tech. They was always tech.
Why? Because they're smart people?
Why? Because there's two major companies that run everything now? Like, that's not big tech. That's two major conglomerates.
I'm saying though. You, I'm not
the hackers don't argument. Work for big tech.
I'm not getting your argument though. What are you saying?
I just don't like the phrase big tech because they make big tech seem like a scary monster.
And they're just nerds.
And they're just nerds.
Until they hack your fucking phone, clear out your goddamn bank account.
Yeah, until they get in their fifis. Yeah. No, they ain't. That's the Jamaicans. The Jamaicans gonna hack your shit and go to Jamaica. The nerds gonna sell your information. Fucking prying eyes, peeping time, motherfuckers. Like, all right, anyway, moving on.
You got real problems.
I got a problem with the word big tech, man. Yeah, right. Fuck you, nerds. I'm a nerd, too. But y'all like the bougie nerds. The bougie nerds call themselves big tech now.
They're bougie nerds. Like, where did they go to? Different schools?
Who the fuck told these nerds to be bougie? You still nerds.
I mean, they got money.
You been had money. How you think you was getting the computers?
Shit.
Back in the 90s, them shits wasn't cheap, you nerd.
Shit. Doing people work?
Yeah. Yeah, getting bullied. Yeah, saving your money so you can buy a bigger gun, AR-15, I guess.
See, now you're saying they turn into a bad guy. All right, so let's talk about Kodak Black.
Oh, yeah.
Pardoned by Donald Trump along with Lil Wayne. See, but I don't know because It said that he had a pending sexual assault charge.
What's that? So I heard some controversy about that too. So the thing is, all right, so he pardoned him. He was charged and sentenced because I believe for probation violation.
I ain't talking about why he was pardoned.
No, but that matters though, because he pardoned him for that particular thing. You were only in jail because of that reason. Forget what the reason was, because I'm even a little lax on what the actual reason was. But that charge that landed Kodak in jail, the last time around, he got pardoned for it. He is released from jail, no longer attached to any of those crimes or charges or anything.
But he still has another pending
charge. But while he was in jail, he was still going through another separate charge that can give him more time in jail that he was fighting or in the midst of fighting or potentially would have to fight coming up, and that process is still going on. So Kodak, yes, is a free man as of now, but he got a case open.
A sexual assault case.
So if that sexual assault case actually gets turned in his worst possible favor, then he will go back to jail.
I mean, but what my question is what is the case? Like, what did he do?
I don't know. That I didn't even look into that. I'm not even gonna lie to you, bro. When it comes to that sexual assault shit, I let that shit play out because I don't want to have. I say that because there's been cases before where that shit didn't play. It played out to be like not true or not substantial. So I just want to see this shit play out and then give me the evidence after the legal
battle
channels. Yeah, had been. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't want to assume nothing on nobody's, especially not on a sexual assault charge. So
what was Lil Wayne pardoned?
Lil Wayne was in there for a gun charge, but he's a felon. So he's a felon, and then he got caught with his, I think this is his second gun charge that Blue Wayne he got caught up on, and he was potentially fake, but he got charged. That's the thing with that, too. When, like, he was battling that gun case, he got charged. Well, and that's, Blue Wayne is smart, and people think he was fucked up for taking that photo with Donald Trump, but what I'm saying is there was rumored that Donald Trump was, and his team were selling pardons, okay, for about $500,000.
Oh, come on home.
So, now this is all alleged. This is all alleged. Exactly. This is all alleged. So then you take someone like Lil Wayne, who legal team is on top of shit, and see this pistol charge coming up soon. It was like, hey, look, my nigga. Hypothetically, cash this nigga out. Maybe 65 done.
Take a photo with
we're going to take this photo, throw the sweat on. Throw the hat on, throw the sweat on, take a photo, you know what I'm saying? Raise his stock a little bit, get up out of there. And then the catch 22 is when the charge. Hold on, and then that ain't even the end of it. When he got the charge, he hurried up and took a plea deal. People ain't talking about that. That trial, that you know, that shit could get drug out for months.
You know what?
He hurried up and copped the plea deal. He took the plea. Yeah, I did that. Run it. How much I get? How much time? All right, I'm charged though, right? I got that. Wayne. Boom. And then got the pardon.
Scratch that. He sold the rights to Young Money Music.
Yeah, hey, look, that. No, hold on, wait.
I was late on hearing that, and I was what?
No. It's not as bad as we thought it was, though, bro. Because he had a very small percentage in that. I seen the paperwork and heard the paperwork in that. He didn't have. I know. I was distraught too. We talked about that before. I think we did talk about that before. But the thing is, it wasn't that bad. He didn't have that much of it. And what he sold, he's still making money off of something on the back end, but the more story is it wasn't that bad. He sold maybe, like, if you look at it in percentage wise, he maybe sold maybe like 6% of their shit.
No.
Yeah, it wasn't much at all. My number might be skewed on the 6%, but what I'm saying is in the scheme of things, it wasn't that bad at all. They won't miss it. They was probably seeing that in tax money. Or less than. You're talking about Drake and Nicki and Tyga in all respects.
He sold that shit.
He didn't sell that much. That much is true. I heard that back a minute ago.
Man, fuck that shit. So Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is officially.
They in the dough.
In the dough. No more argument to be done, to be had. Nah. Hate it or love it.
Finally got that fucked up tenant with the pit bulls and all them fucked up ass relationship problems. Got him about the White House. Nah, they got him about that. They canceled his lease. They got him about that. He was causing trouble. He was having house parties and shit. Nah. Turning up the furniture. Had the police there all the time. People on his front porch tripping. You ain't just see all them white people on his front lawn tripping?
They weren't on his yard. They was at Capitol Hill.
All right, so they was at the guest house. He got a large property.
There was people that worked with him.
Toe up that motherfucker.
But he was telling his people that his coworkers is fucked
get
up.
Get your white ghetto ass out this house.
Like, these coworkers, and they ran up on them niggas.
Thought your references were strong.
See, but
I've never.
He got his ass up out of there. What they got to do?
Nah, because that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get into that community by way of reference. You know what I'm saying? You need some strong references to get in that community. And he got in, and now he done burnt up all his little references. Look at.
We talking about Joe Biden and Pamela Harris.
All right. They in the door. They in there. I expect things to get done expeditiously.
Of course,
he's already
written
multiple
executive orders. I think 13 or something.
And he reestablished our relationships with the Dan, who we severed ties with? Who did Trump and them sever ties with? It was the
can't remember.
Man, with them folks, whoever. Oh, the World Health Organization. Mm. We got back good graces with them and paid them what we owed them. You know what I'm saying? Got them together. Yeah, we getting shit back on track.
We're doing mass restrictions.
Yeah, mass restrictions, mass mandates. That need to happen. That wasn't to happen.
For travel purposes, for like airports.
He wanted to wipe
trains,
out.
Trains, ferries, buses.
All that good stuff, which needs to happen. Mandates.
They
so you fuck niggas can't pull that shit.
100 million vaccine shots.
So two things with that. He tried to clear out the whole inventory. He said he wanted to clear out the first couple of days of him being in there. He wanted to give out the vaccine and clear out the surplus because allegedly Trump and his campaign were holding back vaccines for essentials and going through that
phase. Well, you gonna take that shit?
Nah, but this is my catch 22. It's a lot of people. Nah.
What are you talking about?
No, I don't want it. But let me finish. Hold up, because it's a catch 22 to this story because he wanted to clear out the whole vault. Like, all right, wipe this shit out. But when they got there and checked the vault, they figured out that shit was damn near empty anyway. So they trying to figure out where the vaccines went. They trying to figure out where they motherfuckers went because they had more. But then now they trying to pump more out. And
like
they still
17 million people have already been vaccinated.
So he must have cleared
like
out that shit on
3
the vacuum.
3 million people been fully vaccinated.
What's fully vaccinated? How the fuck you got 17 million people vaccinated and 3 million people successfully? How you say that? How did you say it
fully
again?
Fully vaccinated.
Yeah. I do know they say you need 2 shots. I do know they said no matter what the fuck you talking about or what your granny or your cousin or your uncle said, you're going to have to get 2 of them bitches.
What the fuck they got?
No, I know they said that shit. They said fuck with your people in them said, you're going to need 2 of them. They said that was on CNN, verbatim, word for word. Fuck your peoples in them, you're going to need 2 of these bitches. That's what it said on the screen. They had Fauci up. He was talking.
Man. We finna see if real change is going to happen, because if it was ever going to happen, now's the time. We at over a 100-year mark from the last time one party has controlled every branch of government. So now there should be no argument for the laws and things that
needs
the
to happen.
Say that need to happen.
It needs
that
to happen.
Happen.
Exactly.
No,
I
so
did.
So there is like the last time this happened was like 1929.
Where they control everything.
Everything. So if this ain't no smooth transition to everything, we know that everything's a fucking lie.
I did hear some more things about the vaccine, though. Well, we know most of that shit be a lie. But look, I did hear some more things about, lies about the vaccine, which is that I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, to be honest. And
I ain't listened to it in a minute.
Yeah, and they had I forget her name, but it'll come to me. But it had somebody, the conversation, they was talking about the vaccines and shit, and the lady said that there's a big misconception about the vaccine. Even what you said, how they got 3 million people fully vaccinated, right? Even if you're fully vaccinated, she said it doesn't stop the spread. Understand what I'm trying to tell you. And it makes sense the way she broke it down. If you're vaccinated, right? If you're vaccinated, that means you're less likely to, if you were to catch it, it would be less devastating to your system. That's what the vaccination is doing. The vaccination is preventing the virus from destroying your system totally. It's almost like an immunity boost It's not preventing you from catching it. I keep hearing DJ Envy on Breakfast Club keep saying repeatedly that he can't wait to get the vaccine. He's first in line because he wants to go see his parents. He wants his parents to get the vaccine. He's trying to push that. He said his parents had a date to get the vaccine, but like I said, the inventory was wiped out, so they pushed the date back. Right? The thing that scares me and how he's talking is that even if he gets the vaccine, if he thinks he's immune to catching it and he starts doing radio shows and DJing and shit like that, he might catch it. He might not show symptoms. He might go back to his parents' house and they'll actually catch it and their vaccine doesn't hold up because they're older.
Then what's the fucking point?
Oh, now we podding. Yeah.
What's the fucking point?
Yeah.
If you're telling me it's not going to stop the spread, I could still might possibly be a carrier. I'm just fighting it off a little bit better.
You're fighting it off.
It's like a little steroid.
No. Yeah, take off the hoodie and put this vest on.
Nah.
Yeah, nigga, I'm still going to get shot. It's still going to hurt, nigga. Might not hit you in the head.
You can't mandate this shit. And you still don't know what it's going to do and not do. The human trials ain't long enough. You don't know the side effects.
They said
wait for the commercials you going to see on this shit. And you can't even sue for shit like this.
I beg to differ.
For if the government, vaccines, yes, no. Sir. You can't sue for vaccines. It's laws for that. What you talking about?
You cannot sue
for vaccines.
You telling me there's a law. I must be stupid. Because you telling me there's a law saying that if the government... Under the chance that an epidemic or pandemic is happening, and the government scrambles to put together vaccines from Moderna and what's the other goddamn company? I know that other one, but it's gonna come to me too. That if we push a vaccine coming from these companies, and they create one, and we test it fast as we're testing it. And we push it to come out, and we force people to get, not force people to get the vaccine, but I guess in a way kind of mandated or make it available. That's the thing, because they can't mandate a vaccine. You can't make everybody get the vaccine, so you can only make it available. Yeah, I'm not forced to get the small pack vaccine.
Your kids can't go to school without being vaccinated, right?
Yeah, this is true.
So what the fuck are you talking about?
We're not forcing you. Why don't you feel a different option? If you don't feel like you want to take... I'm telling you, this is their language, though, bro. Mm-hmm. Me and you talking common sense, but I'm saying this is the way they talk. If you're not satisfied...
You there's a law on the books.
If you're not satisfied... Vaccines. Ah, man.
You can sue for medication and shit, but vaccinations, you can't sue for it.
That's fucked up. Ain't that, didn't you say, now, all right, didn't you say, rest in peace to, who was it, Hank Aaron?
Yep.
Rest in peace to Hank Aaron. Didn't you say he took the vaccine?
And died.
And he was telling people that he was taking the vaccine?
To prove, so black people could know it's okay to take it.
What is it? He did this online or something? In an interview or something?
I don't know. I'm going to call my sources, talk to my people.
You talk to your people. Send me the link. But yeah, that's wild though. Because if that happened, the way you say it happened, that's fucked up, bro. He died a martyr trying to take the vaccine, trying to prove that we're able to take it, and he died?
It's too early for them to have a vaccine for this. All right.
I've been saying this.
They don't have a vaccine for the fucking flu. The flu
mutates every year.
Every year.
And like I said, they already got two or three different strains. Matter of fact, it is like three different strains of COVID. They said, all right, we got hit with COVID. Then they said a second all around strand was mutating overseas and everywhere else, right? Didn't take off, I guess, as great as the original, but they had a different flavor. And then they just said a minute ago that there was a United States mutated version of it as well. So that's like three, if not four, different mutated versions of COVID. So that's just holding true to what you're saying. Like, it's going to keep mutating.
Man, look.
Like any other fucking virus. Especially if it was man-made. Like,
it's a virus. Either you're going to beat it
hit,
or you're not. I know people that have beaten it. I know people that have not beaten it. All right? I know people that... or that were in the shape that you would think that they would have died from it. but didn't. So, you know.
You say Dave Chappelle got it?
Dave Chappelle? Oh, yeah.
Man, prayers for Dave Chappelle, man. I don't know, but I forget everybody else. I can't lose Dave Chappelle. That's one of my heroes, man.
He definitely high up.
I can't lose Dave, man. Not like this. I can't lose him to COVID. I need him. Because the jokes that he would have after fighting COVID, my God.
Be ridiculous.
My God. Nah, I can't lose.
Man, he gonna beat it.
He should be all right. He drink a lot of sea moss. He got Asian wife. You know, they got a lot of green tea and stuff. That'd be good. No, I'm saying just historically. That ain't racist. I'm saying historically, they just got a long shelf life. They do. They live a long time. Man. It's the rice.
That sucks, man. I hope you make it through, man, because Dave Chappelle is definitely one of the greatest.
He's one of the greatest, man. That's wild. That's crazy, man. What else going out there? What else depressing happening out there? What else we got?
Depressing?
Not depressing, yeah. Depressing. I need something. What else out there, man? What we got
the Yellow Bone song.
Hey, look, though. That's. Are we ready for that one?
We there already.
So, all right. So, if you don't know, all right. You smarter than me if you don't know. Because I kind of stumbled across it and got mad because I stumbled across it. Once I stumbled across it, I was stuck. So, all right. Danny Lane made a song called Yellow Bone. Please understand the words that's coming out of my mouth. She made a song called Yellow Bone, right? Am I right in the title? Yellow Bone. They killed her. First of all, they didn't kill her for the song being trash, which it is. Maybe I wasn't supposed to be a fan of it anyway, but the snippet came out and I am not. It is a trash ass song. Secondly, like I said, that's not why they're killing the song. They're killing it because of color colorism. They feel like Danny Lane is first of all not black.
What is she?
I don't know.
See, how you gonna say that?
No, that's because that's not me saying it. That's popular opinion. Our parents aren't black. I think one of them mixed, maybe. Anyone got African in them? All right, I was still confused on that. But these are just points I'm making. I'm not fighting it either or. I'm not arguing that. They're saying that she's not black. Right?
Right.
Secondly, they're killing her because they're saying that the song is colorism because it's kind of taking the shine away from darker skinned women or not uplifting darker skinned women. And, I guess why I'm mad is because I don't understand it. I don't understand why they would kill her for a song about yellow bones.
Rappers talk about red bone women all the time.
Red bones.
When the Urban Dictionary.
Pac said black of the berry, sweet of the juice.
Yeah.
Did no light skinned women get mad?
Nah.
I ain't seen man light skinned women get upset, throw a fit.
Nah.
Even to this day, and they've been canceling everything.
But this is the first time I'm hearing about yellow bone, but they got a Urban Dictionary term for that too. That's referring specifically to light skinned black women.
In a generalization.
The red bone refers to actual mixed women. Women that are mixed with something else. So that's not even necessarily black because that could be anything.
Right. So
any mixed combination. God damn you.
So let's just fuse the two. Let's just say mixed or light skinned women, right? Mixed or light skinned women in general, right? That's what she was referencing. Why would you, once again, I don't see why you would get killed for doing something like that because, like, I can't even get my thoughts together. Like,
the world is sensitive.
Yeah, that is the most sensitive bullshit shit I've seen online in a minute. And it really took off. Like, it really was a thing. Like, they even, Angela Yee tried to defend, I don't know, Angela Yee be pissed me off sometimes. I'm going to say
really
that.
Do.
Because she kind of really rolled do. The line on that one where she was kind of defending the fact that she was kind of defending popular opinion by saying like, oh, well, I just think historically like darker skinned women over time have been put in that position, this, that, and the third, which we all get, right? But you can't say that, or you can't even say that what she did was wrong, because everyone else has done similar things for darker skinned women in general. Like
red women
in general. You know what I'm saying? Women. Okay, let's go. Just so I'm getting my reference right, India R. Reed made Brown Skin. That's the name of the song, right? Brown Skin? India R. Reed made Brown Skin. No one got mad. Mm-hmm. That was embraced almost worldwide by women of all complexions, right?
Yeah, because she said brown.
Right.
Everybody brown.
So not even say yellow. Now it's like, you can't say that. What the fuck? So now, I like, all right, yeah, it don't make sense. That was petty. That was petty. That was petty and childish of the whole internet. The whole internet was petty and childish. Y'all made Danny Land take down her whole Instagram. Her whole IG.
For yellow ball.
For yellow ball. She went on a rant trying to defend herself and call herself snapping. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all wrong, boy. The song was trash. She should have hit her whole page because the song was trash. That's why. She should have hit. And don't she go with the baby? Or little baby? No, the baby, right? She go with the baby, right? He should slap himself in the face. Don't.
Why?
You let your woman make that serious ass song?
I mean, maybe he thought it hit.
And that's why I say you should slap yourself. You need to wake up. You need to wake up. You need to wake up. The song was trash, fam. Not the fact that she was made a light-skinned song. Now I want to hear a banging-ass light-skinned song. Now that's what I want to hear now.
Maybe she's going to redo it because that was just a
script. Yeah, yeah. I hope she do that. I hope she get pissed off, go back to the studio, make a bomb-ass light-skinned girl song, and y'all can suck her dick. Real shit, man. I don't care if she black or not. That's petty, man. That's petty. That's petty. All right. How about this? Is J-Lo considered light-skinned? Answer my question. I didn't say nothing racial. I said, is J-Lo considered light-skinned?
Yeah. Yeah.
She is, right? Because she's not white, right? Yeah, she but she's not dark either, right? She has a hue. She has a Latin hue, right? Yeah. Right, right. And by genetics, Latins have a hue, right? A hue. Some type of melanin, right? So is J-Lo not light-skinned?
Yeah.
So could J-Lo not bump, yellow bone?
Yellow bone.
She could bump yellow bone, right? Because she falls into the light-skinned girl category, right?
Yellow bone.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
The world.
She need to make a yellow bone song with J-Lo. I'm trying to make magic happen. That's what I'm trying to do. Danny Lane, go hit up J-Lo.
Well, she need to go hit up Ashanti.
Oh,
because that's a
giant. Yeah, Ashanti ain't dark skin. She's a yellow bone. She's a red bone. She's light skin.
No,
she ain't a red bone.
She's
a yellow bone. Bingo.
Not even the pissy people watching.
Oh, we in the building
you
now.
Call me dark bone.
Nah. You black of the berry, sweet of the juice.
You dig?
You black of the berry, sweet of the juice. You loved it when Pac said it.
Huh?
Ashanti is not considered.
What is she brown? She's singing to brown people. She's singing to brown people.
It said black in there, though, too, right? Mm-hmm. In the definition. Didn't it say black in the definition? If you can't hear it, we get some outside influence. You know what I'm saying? some wisdom from the outside corner. But you said what, though?
Well, yellow bone is like her or Ella Mae or some people like that.
Ella Mae is a good one. Or her. Yeah, they all. Yeah. She need to hit up them.
Ella Mae or red bone.
Yep.
She's not a yellow bone. That's a red bone.
Why you say that though? Oh, cause she mixed.
Not just that. She a red bone. Look at her. All
right. No, I'll take fur. I don't care. Yeah. Fair game. All right, I take it. I'm just saying. She need to get now. If one of them jump on the track and they make a bomb ass. I can't wait. You know what they need to do? Wait till the summertime now. Fuck it. It's cold. I delete my whole Instagram. You hoes got me pissed off. Fuck you goofy ass bitches. Boom. Then bounce back out in the like spring, summertime, and have like a two-headed monster on her or a three-headed monster with her and like two other bomb light-skinned chicks is popping at the moment. Make a light-skinned anthem. And dare you dark-skinned chicks to say something. Y'all come up with y'all own. Y'all go get you one for the summertime. Call City Girls. So call what you need to call.
No, we are united.
Yeah, like, nah, fuck. And look, Angela Yee said something like that too. She was like, nah, it's just not promoting unity. Well, I ain't never seen Salt and Pepper broke up. And they won't let the other chick on the goddamn song. She talking about she loves salt and pepper. You ain't said nothing about the other pepper. You ain't never said nothing about spice, herb, and essence. You ain't never said nothing about her. She out here left in the cold. She was tweeting her heart out talking about somebody please tell her to let me in the dock. Somebody please let me in the dock, you serious. Anybody is coming to her rescue. What color is her? She light skinned. Somebody tell her to go get her.
She might be yellow bone.
She might be. Fuck they talking about, man. Talking about unity. I don't know. No female. Like, why they feel like I'm with the campaign that says fuck female unity in the industry. It shouldn't have to be. Because you don't force males to do that either. Ain't nobody talking around. Wasn't nobody forcing Jeezy and Gucci to talk. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't nobody talking to such and such and such and such and trying to have them hash shit out and do a track together. Why? I'm going to eat. He going to eat. I'm going to bang. He going to bang. It is what it is. Why the females in any industry, R&B or not? Ain't nobody telling Usher to clear up something with such and such and go do a track. You know what I'm saying? No one does that. No one does that in the male industry. So fuck it on the other side too. Fuck what y'all talking about. Light skin versus dark skin. I'm for that all 2021. Fuck it. We're padded. I'm finna text that nigga right now and talk to him some light skin jokes. I'm here for it. Fuck that division shit. The Democrats run everything right now. The marathon continues, nigga. That's fuck what you talking about. Man. It's our side versus them. Fuck what you talking about. What color am I?
What are you talking about? It should be united.
I got to guess. I know. It should be. I should be, but I'm really just talking about. I really
mean everything should be united in front.
I shot and flip the shit back to politics. That was just a joke. I'm really talking about the industry, though. They should leave that shit alone. Like, far as the industry go, for real, all jokes aside, you shouldn't try to force women in any, in like, R&B, hip-hop, or nothing. Like, I dare you go try to talk to Remy Ma. Tell her to go hash that shit out with somebody she had beef with it. Hip hop. Okay, I'll wait. Or Nicki.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah. Or Cardi. Go talk to one of them. Let's tell them to hash that shit out with somebody. Go do a track tomorrow. Yeah. And go do the same thing for Lil Durk. Go tell Lil Durk go hash that shit out with the other rapper in Chicago. No, same rules apply. Go tell Lil Durk to hash that shit out with 63rd. And get some music made. Ain't nobody doing that, bro. Fuck that shit. Alright, moving on. That shit dead. Y'all goofy if y'all feel like that. Moving on. What we got left, man?
So, DJ Khaled and
Bro, you know what? Alright, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. You can have it for a minute.
Nah.
You got it.
Nah, bro. Fuck. DJ, who was it?
DJ Khaled and Fat Joe. Yeah,
Fat Joe, that's what was
it. Have finally gave y'all what y'all been wanting. We the best and crack.
Nigga, they got our OnlyFans.
They got our OnlyFans for y'all.
What you talking about? DJ Khaled.
Well, yeah, you just said you talking about Unity.
Joe.
You just said you talking about Unity. Now you got two yellow bone men. Now you got two yellow bone men, two yellow bone fat men at that, because we equal opportunists around here.
They went and got our OnlyFans.
Doing OnlyFans, man.
They is not playing.
And then I thought pre-record that we was doing, because I heard about the story, and I thought they was doing something like educational, like giving some type of information
fuck
out.
That, they it's got pretty our much, OnlyFans, nigga. You not listen to it, dog.
It's pretty.
Fat Joe look, and on, DJ Khaled got a
only crack and we the best.
No, bro, listen.
Crack and we the best.
That shit.
We the best crack.
Is a fucking scam.
Ooh, we the best crack.
That shit is a scam, bro.
They're gonna have an
they
episode.
Already getting money from people, and now they trying to get more money from people for a reality TV show through OnlyFans.
Pretty much. It's gonna be like MTV Cribs, but just crack and we the best.
No, they got our OnlyFans.
I ain't mad at nobody getting their money, but that just seemed goofy to me. Now, I wish a nigga would come to me talking, bro, you ain't see that new episode of Joey Crack and Khaled?
On Word.
Word.
OnlyFans.
Hey, damn, where you? It's on Netflix, nigga? No, it's on OnlyFans. I be paying like $4.99. $4.99. For who? For Crack and Khaled.
To
do what they...
You follow them around
what
and
they
shit.
Doing?
They showing you shit.
And Khaled be saying we the best just like all day.
All the time. And they be getting calls and shit.
And saying, I call her Chandelier. He doing that all day long.
Yeah, nah, bro. That's like desperate to me. Drake. I don't know if they.
No, I ain't gonna say that's desperate. That's what I'm gonna say. No, no, no. I ain't gonna call it desperate. I ain't gonna call it desperate. Yeah, I ain't gonna call it desperate. No, no, no. That's real shit. That's why I'm gonna stop you. I ain't gonna call it desperate, though. That's why I'm gonna stop you, because I ain't gonna call it desperate, because niggas be getting paid off that shit, bro. But it is weird and goofy. I don't care who it is. If Jay-Z tomorrow said, if Drake. Drake will probably get off, though. Drake will leave with that bag. Drake will leave OnlyFans with that bag. Yeah, Drake will leave it. Hey, Drake will leave OnlyFans with that bag. He the GOAT. But what I'm saying is, that's my point, is that there are lanes for certain shit on OnlyFans. I get the funny ha-ha shit about it, but they do be getting bread off them shits. Like I said, DJ Envy and his homeboy, I just forgot his name. I just said it again earlier. But anyway, both of them, they got an OnlyFans, but it's for real estate. Like, they be having seminars on there, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. So that's a difference. But it does sound goofy as shit because they not offering any service like that. That's my problem. You not doing shit on there. You just fucking, you doing the same shit.
Hey, watch me.
Yeah. Nigga, no. Nigga, no. Nigga, no. And you Joey Crack.
Look at me.
Yes. And you Joey Crack and DJ Khaled. I'm not looking at. That's why I said a nigga like Drake, I can see women with flock. Just to watch him move around all day. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, I don't know.
See, Drake would be fucked up.
Like a Quavo.
If Drake was to shoot a whole day on OnlyFans, the next day he caught.
Yeah.
Somebody, a chick, they would slit up. Hey.
They get the location, but that's, yeah. But
what you doing here?
That's the risk you taking. That's the risk you taking. They're going to pull the Addy up, huh?
Pull up on his ass. Quick.
But that's what I'm saying. If a nigga was doing some shit and he hold that type of status, I could see that. But then it's Joey Crack. DJ Khaled and Fat Joe. Doing a fan only about nothing, nigga. Y'all just...
It's their reality show.
That's bullshit. That's what I'm saying. I'm not paying for that, bro. Take y'all ass to VH1 and MTV, and it's like everybody else, bro. What the fuck? No. Y'all fucking up these hoes money. Y'all is using a server part of the gigabytes for no reason. Niggas just taking up bandwidth for no reason at all. Just ridiculous, bro. This year is a monster. I swear, this is just January, man. This shit has got
goofy.
Goofy already. Goofy is definitely the monster.
And it's a lot of, man. Shit at the Capitol was treason. That shit was treason.
Public service announcement. If you, anybody, I would expect black, white, Chinese, Asian, national, or foreign.
Shit is
If you was to run up in the Capitol or any other federal building like that, I don't care if it was the fucking post office, you should have got shot in your fucking head. Shit, like, I don't care. Come on, man.
This shit is treason.
That's just my little two cents on that one, man. That shit was ridiculous. Shit is
treason. It should be treated as such.
It should. And I told you, just for another information to piss me off, I seen an article about the buddy who had his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk. He got charged, but he ain't get sentenced yet, and he got off on, I guess, bond, I'm assuming, and he was allowed to get released and wait at home for his trial. Fuck no, pussy. You gonna sit in here with little Mike and them, real shit, in county. Like, fuck as you thought.
They gonna treat it like it was nothing, because nothing happened. The people died. And what would have happened if the politicians didn't get out? Because the whole point of storing them in the Capitol, you know what I'm saying, is to get rid of the few couple hundred motherfuckers that's in charge.
No, I'm finna make this real for you. This is real shit. I seen this on multiple outlets. They said that it was Mike Pence was saved literally by the grace of God. That's how I'm saying it. Because they said that Mike Pence got escorted out. Because they was depicting, they had the little fucking grid up and everything showing the way people was moving out, the exit strategies at this point, right? And they said the way this nigga went out, the fucking people had hit the corner like 3 seconds after that. It was like 2 or 3 seconds. It was a millisecond, bro. Literally. So it's like if Pence would have like tripped, got jammed a little bit, anything, he waited 2 more seconds, then people would have at least locked eyes on him and probably start moving a little faster. Because they was screaming to kill his ass. Along with Nancy Pelosi, they was gonna kill TT Pelosi. TT Nancy.
Is she yellow bone?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess T.T. Nancy is yellow bone. She yellow bone. I don't know. I don't think she... Is she white? Is she Jewish? I ain't sure. If she Jewish, she definitely yellow bone. Because you ain't out of the way white if you Jewish. You know? You got curly hair. Hey, I don't know what you thought. You from the motherland. You Jewish. You Arabic Jewish. You don't know what you fucking thought. But T.T. Nancy, like, y'all go... Yeah, y'all can kill me if you want to. I should just go around bumping that little snippet. Make motherfuckers mad all summer. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pull up.
Is you yellow bone?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull up in fairground to a dark skinned chick bumping that, see how she feel. Nah, I'm gonna get me killed. My wife gonna kill me. That's I'm not doing that.
You dark
the these jokes. These jokes gonna kill me though. But that's real shit though. Cause somebody record that. Just bump that song. Make somebody mad today. That's you do. That's the energy all 2021.
But it was fun, yeah. It was fun.
We
it was
out.
Great.
To the next one. We bike.
Season 3.
We bike. 2, nigga.
This is 3, nigga.
This 3?
Yes.
Somebody gotta cut a check.